This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter. Presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Monday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
And we survived the weekend. America 250. I love it.
That's right. All of our facial hairs are still in place for at least me. The fingers, the hair on my head. It wasn't there to begin with, but it's still, what's there is still there.
Yeah, we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, but the mustache is intact.
Ooh.
So all is good. All
Big
is
news.
Good. We had a great weekend. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show, but we're going to jump right in today because joining us in the studio, great sponsor of our show from Hagen Hamilton Insurance, TJ Sullivan. And joining him today is Trina Fowler from Salem Free Clinic. Welcome, both of you. It's great to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. You know, as we celebrate our 250, all the different patriotic ways that we can celebrate this great holiday, I'm reminded that, you know, helping your neighbor is one of the most patriotic things you can do. And with Hagen Hamilton, we exist in 7 Oregon cities where we employ people. And so paying a paycheck is a great thing, but they buy goods and services from their neighbors. And they also support the nonprofits in their area. And nonprofits make up a critical component of our society. And so giving to a nonprofit is a great way to be patriotic, to help your neighbors. And Salem Free Clinics is something that operates inside of Salem. It's a huge blessing to our community. Mm-hmm. And I did a tour and completely changed my view of this entity. I thought I had this idea of who would use a free clinic.
Uh-huh.
And it's not who I envisioned. It's people who have jobs and are working, but they either don't qualify, they make just enough not to qualify for Oregon Health Plan, but they're also maybe on a health plan where it doesn't pick up a lot of their costs. And so, the working poor, people who are working and trying their best, and this is a great resource for them in our community. It's not all people who have just stopped trying and, they're doing their best. And so we want to come alongside our friends and neighbors and help them if there is, before a medical emergency becomes way more serious. And my other favorite story that I heard was that they offer to pray for everyone who comes in. And if it's medical work, not everybody wants prayer for medical, but if it's dental, everybody wants prayer.
Of course.
Right. But it's
shouldn't surprise anybody.
it's a great, I would say it's a well-kept secret in Salem, and it really shouldn't be. This should be something that we are telling our friends and neighbors about in the event that they need some medical care. And so I asked Trina to come in and talk a little bit about what they're doing, because it's once you hear it, it's like, oh, okay, this is a good place for me to invest.
Yeah, thanks, TJ, for having me. We love your radio station here, and thanks so much for all you do to support the free clinic. We've been on several times for the run that's happening this August, but it is a misnomer that the people that we're serving are only the houseless, those living on the streets, and maybe we'll see one or two a month, but the individuals we're serving are in construction and retail, restaurant work, agriculture, and even healthcare, because CNAs sometimes are kept below benefits. And so a lot of times those individuals don't have access to healthcare. One story recently was a gentleman that just got a job as a trucker, and he got a physical at his trucking company, and they said his blood pressure was too high to drive. Ooh. And so he Googled, healthcare, and we came up. He came, we were able to see him at no cost, provide his high blood pressure meds at no cost, and now he's driving. And the beauty of that is that when you are healthy, you can stay employed. And when you're employed, you can pay your bills. And that just makes for a better community.
All the way around, yeah. And I think, in our role as insurance agents, we see the battles with people being on Medicare. And if your doctor retires, trying to find another doctor who will take Medicare is almost impossible in our community. We had Providence Health Plans recently pull out of the area. Pacific Source is also another healthcare provider, and they're about ready to pull out of our area. And so, it's when you overregulate insurance companies and they go out of business or they quit providing insurance, that means that it becomes harder and harder for you to find a doctor who will take the one or two plans. Regents is also another one that's pulled out of the area. So
wow,
having this as a resource is huge for people in our community.
Yeah. So I'm betting the practice is growing then, Trina.
It is. It is. And we couldn't do what we do without the 200 plus volunteers. So there's 40 mm-hmm. medical providers that provide care at the free clinic. We have appointments Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then Friday, 8 to noon. And then Saturdays twice in Salem and twice in Monmouth. So we're here in Salem, counseling medical dental. And then we're in Monmouth, serving the rural community two Saturdays a month.
Okay,
I just would add, you know, getting started, the doctors also, they enjoy being able to actually practice medicine because, you know, when you work it for a larger scale facility, they put you on 8-minute increments. You get 8 minutes with a patient, and then we're on to the next. Mm-hmm. And at Salem Free Clinics, they can actually take the time to like figure out how to heal you.
Yeah, that's one of the beauties is that we ask our providers, how many patients do you want to see in a 4-hour time slot? And a lot of our doctors want to spend at least 30 minutes. And that not only helps their physical needs, it helps their mental health needs. Because I feel like when I was a kid, I could tell my doctor anything and they had time for me.
Yeah.
But these days, it's if you can even get into your primary care provider, it's one thing. But for them to spend more than 7 or 8 minutes, it's another thing. And it's really not their fault. It's the beast we're living with. They're trying to do their best. You know, a lot of our doctors are in their practice during the week, and then they come and serve with us once a week or once a month. So they're working hard volunteering and working hard trying to serve people with insurance.
So this is a great opportunity if you're out there and you're like, gosh, I'd like to get in and plug in and help somebody. And you know, like me, I'm super busy with between work and family life, but being able to provide and help a nonprofit in the area, this is a great one to invest in. I just think that we as a community, we're asked a lot to support nonprofits and picking the ones that really, I mean, healthcare is such a critical area, like Trina said, for getting people back to work.
Right.
And helping them to have that discretionary income to buy insurance from me is is really important.
So you know, you're talking about financial support. What are the ways that people can do that if they're hearing you? I mean, we've had Maddie on before too, and I know you have events.
So we usually do an event in the fall. Then we do the run that people can come and walk or run at Mental Brown Park, and then they can also become monthly donors, quarterly donors, annually donors. We call them our compassion partners because they actually really are the ones providing the compassion behind the work that we do. And a lot of people think that we're getting state and federal dollars and we get zero. So all of our funding is private. We write some grants and try and get funding that way, but those are harder and harder to get. But individual donors and business sponsors, it's where it's at for us.
And I remember when you guys were first opening up, it was kind of a miracle, the equipment that came, right?
Yeah. There was an organization that found out that we were opening up a free clinic, and they had upgraded their medical chairs and beds and, you know, otoscopes and stethoscopes. And so we were able to acquire all of that for free. So we just had to get a U-Haul down into Modesto, California, and then we were able to bring that all back. So we've got a beautiful facility right on the corner of Broadway and Hood.
Right by a Broadway coffee house.
Yes.
Yeah. So go down there and get yourself a cup of coffee.
Go get your teeth cleaned.
That's right.
Yeah. I think that we, in the business community, you know, we really rely on on people having discretionary income. And if you, like Trina said, if you're not well, you're not working, you don't have that discretionary income. And that's, so it's mission critical for those of us in business. And, you know, when you get out and you shop locally, you know, you can support so many people and the money will come back to you. And it's the same thing with nonprofits. When you invest in nonprofits in your area, there's a better chance those dollars are going to bounce back to you.
Yeah, I'm glad you highlighted that, because that the interconnectivity of community and every all the little parts that sort of feed into others, and it is so critical. And that's why, you know, we've been working with you for a couple months now on the Community Champions, and I think that's valuable for letting our listeners know who's out there and learning more about Salem Free Clinic and all the other wonderful things that you highlight, TJ.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and you know, we don't do it ourselves. I'm a big believer that it's not fair to sit back and just expect the government to save us from everything.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we just got to do it ourselves. And yeah. I love the fact that this is what Salem Free Clinics is.
Yeah. And just a shout out for any kids out there needing sports physicals.
If
that's a barrier for your family, we'd love to serve you at the free clinic. It's just salemfreeclinics.org. And there's a number there to call to get an appointment.
Okay, I'll pop that into show notes to remind people about that as well. Any final comments that you either want to share with our listeners before we say goodbye?
Well, I think that mental health is also a critical component, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are looking for mental health help, and Salem Free Clinics is not running from that opportunity or responsibility, mm-hmm. that they are looking to provide mental health help for people who need it.
Yep, counseling available as well.
Okay. So, that is good to know.
I'm sure everybody out there is thinking of like that one person. Gosh, that person needs help.
Right?
Yeah. No, you may be you too. So
send them a link with a little hugs. Yeah. You might need this. Here you go. Thinking of you.
Right. But also, employers are thinking about their people. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that they know about this opportunity and don't just send them, support them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we appreciate the work both of you are doing out there. Trina, it was great to have you in. Great to meet you. I'm sure we'll have Maddie back as well as your events come up. It's August, so I'm pretty sure we're going to have Maddie on again to talk about that. And TJ, we love partnering up with you, the Community Champions. You got a PSA in the can?
We got one in the can.
Okay. So be listening for that throughout the day. And again, we've been talking with TJ Sullivan and Trina Fowler. Thank you both. Thank you both for the work you do in the community.
Thanks, Hunter.
All right, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem.
So what an amazing weekend. We go up and spend it with family up in Olympia. A huge party out over the water. Lots and lots of fireworks. I won't divulge how much, but lots of zeros.
I grew up in that area.
Yeah.
And the luxury of Western Washington is there's a lot of bodies of water out there. And shooting fireworks out over the water. I know they do a huge show on Lake Union up there. Mm-hmm. Of course, like you said, is out over the Puget Sound. There are fireworks going on pretty much the whole length of it, north to south. I know exactly what Washington 4th of July is like.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is so much fun. And everybody was safe. And again, the mustache did a great job leading the team, the pyro team. And we just had amazing food. It was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And then, of course, were you following kind of what was happening nationally? The South Dakota, Mount Rushmore. Oh, my gosh, that looked amazing. The fireworks in the Capitol. I mean, just can you imagine if Kamala had won, what 4th of July would have looked like? Oop, I don't even want to think about it.
It would have been snakes and sparklers. Come on.
And a lot of complaining about whatever. The list of grievances would have been long. But it was great. We know a lot of people who were in D.C. For that. And one of the things we had talked about last week was it was America's, the National State Fair. And every state and territory had a booth to highlight what makes you great, whoever. Not Oregon, though. Washington, for that matter. Yeah,
not
California
Oregon.
Sent somebody, and they sent some people.
Yep, California did. I think Illinois was one that didn't have one.
Pennsylvania didn't have an official one.
Yeah, I think Massachusetts and Connecticut were a little surprising, especially after we talked about Connecticut and doing a great job kind of coexisting the patriotism with the agendas.
Oh, Massachusetts. Yeah. And of course, the original colonies can't be bothered. Some of them. It's sad that most of them are blue. Actually, it really is sad. And then, so the organizers had like banners and I'm looking at it. There's like Oregon, the Beaver State, and there's like a couple of sad little chairs and a sad little coffee table. And one of the attractions for that was when you would go visit, you would get a passport and you each state would stamp your passport and they had cool freebies and giveaways. And again, the governor couldn't be bothered because TDS runs deep in this state. I mean, that's what's so ridiculous. This isn't about who's in office, you morons. I can't even stand it. We're celebrating the greatest country on the face of the planet, and you can't be bothered to highlight, which you keep saying, you love this state.
Yeah, this state offers so much. It's such an amazing place, but yet you are unwilling to represent it and share that message with the rest of the country because of one person.
Yeah,
and the fact that you are infatuated with that one person, it's pathetic.
Yeah. So what I loved was a number of Oregonians who were over there and decided to take it upon themselves to bring things in. Somebody ran the math. It's like for about $400 or $500, they could have had samplers of like Tillamook cheese, all kinds of stuff to be in there to really highlight it. One of them was Derek LeBlanc, who's been on this show many, many times. He's a staunch 2A advocate. He and his now fiance, I saw that he popped the question when he was over there, which is very, I'm just digging. I was watching his social media all week and it's so cool. And they put a banner with pictures up in it and they put a call and a shout out. If you're from Oregon and you're here, come to the booth and join us. And so I'm sure great new relationships were built. That's how Americans do it. That's how Oregonians do it. I am so proud of these people. I just think that's incredible. I love every second that they did that. And they're getting a lot of national attention for it. And I think other states are kind of like, maybe we should do that too. Of course, it's kind of over now, but, and I think Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman was like, oh, I'm not having this. And he went and staffed it. So a lot of people were coming together and being, you know, great Americans, great Oregonians, great Pennsylvanians, and saying, we don't need the government. Get out of here. We got this.
Well, you know, what does the government really bring to the table of your local state? Well, you know, taxes and regulations, I guess. And and maybe that's one reason why she bowed Oregon out of participating, because all she would have done is tried to tax and regulate people that came into the Oregon booth just to show them what Oregon's really about. So maybe it's good patriots went over and actually celebrated what Oregon has to offer.
Yeah, I love everything about that. And I just think, and from Oregon, from the official standpoint, what a missed opportunity. Because on the other side of it, you've got another story where Oregon ranks it's the worst state in the union to move to. Wouldn't this have been a great, you know, marketing PR opportunity to go out there and highlight what makes Oregon great? I saw the Idaho booth was highlighting businesses that are thriving in Idaho, encouraging people, you know, hey, we've got all this great stuff coming on. And it was just such a missed opportunity. And it's so pathetic. I am praying for a Republican governor in November, please.
Something's got to change. I mean, yeah, it's Consumer Reports actually came out with this report that Oregon is the worst state to move into simply because it is dominated by taxes and policies. We talked last week about it being the most expensive state based on your, you know, salary and what you're going to actually spend to survive in a state, and our school systems are garbage. And I just sit here and go, you know, we have great things here in Oregon, but what, they don't want to highlight them to the nation because they need to regulate them and they don't want people to realize how bad they hurt Oregonians to get what they want?
It's the weirdest worldview. Imagine, I mean, watching what we watch, you really live in two different Americas. If you're watching the spectacle, the celebration, the jets with the red, white, and blue smoke over New York and the harbor and the tall ships and the displays of patriotism and everybody having a blast and the Europeans and people coming over and loving this. How miserable is your life that you have to hate that because you don't like who's in the Oval Office right now?
Well, let's take that one real simple. All of these people coming over here to enjoy soccer, football, whatever you want to call it, the excitement around FIFA being played, the excitement about loving the place that it's being played in by people from other countries, the shock that it's not everything they were told it was.
Right.
And yet we have talking head and pundits and politicians out here down talking America to the point where they're rooting against America trying to advance in the FIFA World Cup.
Exactly. It's crazy. And a lot of Europeans are realizing we were lied to. And I think over the weekend, CNN's coverage was America's more divided than ever before. So, you know, the miserable people that are consuming this media who don't get outside of their bubble. And then you go and we had, you know, probably 80 people at the party I was at this weekend from all different walks of life, all mm-hmm. political ideologies, gathering together, eating amazing food, watching amazing fireworks, listening to great rock music. And we were celebrating the country that we love. We are so blessed to be Americans.
Yeah, well, that's the way I felt. We stayed close to home. We had neighbors and friends and family over. And yeah, a bunch of us out there cooking together. My son manned the grill for the first time in his life and was very proud of himself. I mean, I watched over his shoulder a little bit and helped things move along. But for the most part, he handled it amazingly. You know, and we were just out there having an amazing time. Kids running in the streets, kids playing, no divisiveness whatsoever. So I sit here and you turn on the news and you see all this divisiveness and this, and I go, this is so manufactured because in every neighborhood across the country for 24 hours, that was the feeling people were having.
Exactly. Exactly. And I love it. I've been seeing, I don't know if it's old, but they remember saying, we're banning fireworks and over in LA. And then you get the aerial shot. Okay, whatever.
Banning fireworks. You do you. Banning fireworks is such political talk for you're going to do it and we're going to try and find a way to punish you for it.
Yeah.
And that's all it is, because it encourages people to go out. Every time I've ever seen a community ban it, it goes crazy. And yet, when it's safe, the news doesn't want to cover how many fireworks were going off in these banned communities, which is always hilarious to me.
Yeah, we're rugged individualists. Mm-hmm. Don't fence me in, man. Don't fence me in. So all in all, it was a beautiful, wonderful weekend. And I'm just like delighted. I'm delighted about it. I'm very happy. Maybe we're at a turning point where people have kind of had it.
I hope so.
Hope and pray.
That's
yeah,
right.
Me too. All right. We're going to take a break from the bottom of the hour news. Lots more to talk about on the other side. Come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. What is today? July 6th already. Stop going by so fast. Summer. My gosh.
Well, it doesn't even feel that. You know, it's not an overwhelming summer so far. 80 degree days are very nice, you know, summertime weather. You know, I feel for those people like down in like Arizona where it's 115 or
I'm feeling for my East Coast family. It's like it was brutal over because you got the humidity on top of that.
Brutally hot with high humidity. And I heard some stuff about, you know, some 4th of July things having to be paused at times due to thunderstorms and things like that. So,
Enjoy that kind of heat. Yeah.
But Oregon could have been there representing Oregon weather to the rest of the nation.
And well, think about the folks that were over there from Oregon doing that, braving that awful humidity. We're not used to that. It's like kind of walking through pudding. It's so thick and sticky and heavy. It's gross. So that makes them even more.
That's right. What superstars?
Okay. Well, now this one. This is Coin6 on Facebook. Mm-hmm. As predicted, a petition to ban hunting and fishing in Oregon has gathered enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. That, of course, is the infamous, ridiculous IP-28. Which would basically make, you know, giving a side eye to a cat illegal because it hurt its feelings. I mean, that's how stupid this thing is.
Yeah, this is so frustrating because it floated under the radar. It's, you know, banning hunting and fishing and banning animal cruelty is the way it was presented. And they got 140,000 plus signatures. And now I'm seeing a whole lot of stuff on some local social media pages and things like that, talking about, you know, people coming with the protected. Why are we talking about it? It's not going to pass when it hits the ballot, even if it makes it on the ballot. It's not going to pass. Oregonians are smarter than that. And I sit there going, 140,000 signed a hunting and fishing ban at its face value.
Mm-hmm. And all I have to say to that is measure 110.
Yeah. And I'm just to those people that want And I go, there's got to be another agenda to this where you're maybe a part of this and you just want, don't want people to recognize how something like this, if it passes, Oregon is going down the toilet faster than you can imagine, because anyone that wants to hunt fish or even keep pests out of their yard are going to be moving from this state.
Yeah, and we need to talk about that too, because you want to trap little Mickey Mouse who's running around in your cupboards and you want to kill him and throw him out there as food for maybe Mr. Fox. You know, let's anthropomorphize all these animals. And again, it's only, it's not the insects, because they're not cute. You got to have the cute, big, big doe-eyed mammals. That's the one that everybody focuses on. I mean, this would absolutely be devastating if it did pass. The other side of it is, how the hell are they going to enforce this? You've got hunters and trappers and fishermen out there. They don't have enough rangers and agents and things like that. They're all out there ticketing people in their inner tubes on the lake. So, I mean, there's no mechanism for even enforcing this ridiculous thing.
Well, it would start with, they would not issue any hunting permits, of course. So that will destroy economically parts of Oregon that rely on the hunting and fishing and tourism and things like that. As far as I knew, there isn't even a carve out for the reservations to be able to continue their fishing. I sit here and go, last week we had a stray cat in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That was pregnant, that was giving birth prematurely to dead kitten babies. And I'm sitting there going, how would something like this affect that scenario? What am I supposed to do? Just let nature take its course? Or are we supposed to reach out to somebody and see if we can get this poor little cat help? Is it is, you know, unfortunately having miscarriages in our neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you get in trouble for that? Did you cause that? Was that side eye you gave the cat?
Well, and I just sit here and go, you know, rodents, and, you know, nobody wants animals mishandled, but at the same
time. Of course not.
But those are already in place. And we see those in the stories all the time. You know, this ranch that had 25, you know, dogs in it is now been broken up because they were all malnourished. These things occur. So I'm going, how do you take this and create a scenario where you are now taking every chicken coop out of the community? You're taking every, you know, dairy farmer out of the state of Oregon. You are absolutely destroying the food chain to the point where now wild animals are going to run rampant, because there is going to be nothing to control their populations until they are dying from disease or an overpopulation.
I mean, it's typical of communists, progressives, whatever you want to call them. They don't think through anything. This just feels good. This is something that, oh my gosh, look at how compassionate and empathetic I am. There's a post on this thing. I got to read this. I don't know. I can't tell if this is a troll or not. She's saying, this is awesome. No, I don't think it will pass, unfortunately. At least it gets people thinking, though. Hopefully in the future, it will pass. We need to live in harmony with nature and wildlife, not try to dominate and kill them. There's absolutely no reason for hunting and fishing. Animals value their one life on this earth just like we value ours. Their lives are not ours to steal.
Wait a minute. This person posted this onto social media.
Yep.
What is she doing living with electricity and internet access in an iPhone or an Android or a computer? She should be living with nature. What is she thinking? How hypocrisy is this?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's a troll or not. I don't know the person. It's got 68 comments under it of people and mostly laugh emojis. Again, we are called to be stewards of the environment. That's why we always talk about the best stewards of the forest are the loggers. The best stewards of the rangelands are the ranchers. It's not in their best interest. In fact, the people like this, the only other way you do this, if you take, you know, Ma and Pa out of that, you get factory farms, hon. And that is 10 times worse. You want to talk about animals being cruelly treated.
Well, I just sit here and go, and I would sit here and say, this is a joke comment, except that they posted, I don't think this will pass.
Yeah.
The fact that they included that makes me think this may be fully legit, and they're just, you know, they would like it to pass, but they're realistic. It's not. I'm sitting here going, this is Oregon. Something like this hits the ballot. I am not holding anything for granted that this won't pass. Because I fully believe that there is enough crazies out there, enough people that will truly believe that this is only about animal cruelty or only about hunting and fishing, and are going to be full pro. I am going to sign off on this and put my vote behind it.
Right. And again, measure 110. Did we think Oregonians would legalize drugs? No, but they did. And then again, you've got the Secretary of State then has to create the title. And then however the abstract is written, it's probably going to be very vague. And again, it'll be the, aw, people. And oh, look at the cute mice. They're so cute. You know, what they look like in a Stuart Little. You know, are they all Stuart Little? We can't do anything mean to Stuart Little.
Well, I think all of the pest control, the rodent control, that all stuff will be so far buried under this. It is mm-hmm. going to focus fully on the animal cruelty aspect with a slight mention to hunting and fishing. And using, you know, Bambi virtually as the example.
Exactly.
Where they can sit here and say, you know, Bambi needs her mommy. We can't, you know, let these things happen.
I know. Who's going to tell the vegans about all the toxin and the poisons that kill those same creatures for them to get their kale and to get their Peruvian potatoes so they can be virtuous and kind of be malnourished because a lot of them don't know how to combine protein. Anyway, who's going to tell them? It's you too.
Well, unfortunately, this is the thing. I mean, it is going to be on the ballot now. It now is one more thing that we need to focus on when we should be focusing on change of leadership at the top level in this state. Because unlike what we saw when 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, one whatever you want to put now at this point, managed to pass and become law in Oregon, now we need to make sure that doesn't occur. Because it is
We learned anything?
Yeah, go ahead. We need to stop it before it passes, and then it's a legal challenge at this point.
And honestly, it's sad that it got past the petition stage, that it got enough signatures on that. That's discouraging. And that's why, and I think you said that too, you're not 100%. 140,000 people didn't think this through even just a little bit.
Well, let's look at the bottom barrel. Let's say these 140,000 plus people that signed this are the epitome of the low information voters. How many more are represented here in Oregon? I think that number, it would stagger you when you realize how many low information voters the state of Oregon has.
Well, and it is exhausting. It's always every election cycle, the normal people have to get out there and fight all this. I was going to say it's like a game of whack-a-mole, but can't say that anymore because that's cruel to moles.
That's cruel to moles, yeah. Well, we can still say it now. If this passes, that all changes.
That's awesome.
The FCC is going to come down on you real hard for saying whack-a-mole.
Well, think of all of the little sayings and things like that will go away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A bird in the hand, killing a bird.
let's look, go straight into your own house. You know, I mean, at what point does, you know, your frequency of feeding your dogs or cats or their access to being outside or whatever become now a crime in the state of Oregon based on IP 28?
Right. Well, and there have been movements to give animals rights. Mm-hmm. You know, well, the animal rights movement, which back in the day I know how it works. Oh boy, do I know how it works. This is a be careful what you wish for. And women, people like this, that post I read, they're just silly. They're not serious people. They're not thinking this through. And I know she thinks she's a good person for positing this viewpoint, but she's not. Mm-hmm. There's, like you said, the trickle down on that and all the industries that would be devastated. I mean, it would absolutely, so many people would be hurt. Animals would be hurt again, because the only other option is factory farms. So that's worse.
Yeah. Animals would be hurt, you know. Animals that we don't rely on for milk, eggs, cheese, anything else would be hurt because of overpopulation. Make some houses unlivable when, you know, rodent and pest populations take over. There are so many elements of this scenario that would get so out of hand. I mean, you can go and talk to people that live near I-5 in the Portland area. And because of the homeless camps and the filth that is involved in those, they have giant rats that are running across the freeway during morning commute. So I'm sitting here going, so you want to create a scenario where those rats are allowed to take over your community? I don't think even the Pied Piper could pull them out under IP 28.
Yep. I know. I think bottom line, I'm pretty much with the people that are saying it isn't going, but that's, I can't say that it, there's still a chance it could, and
sadly,
that's
a lot of faith in Oregon voters at that point. I know. But that's going to be what it is. Is the message going to get out that tells you that this isn't just about animal cruelty, similar to the gun regulations? Yeah. you know, they always use the, you know, well, it's about this and this and this. Well, no, it's not. It's as far reaching as you can get, but yet they only presented the ones that might appeal to the average person. Animal cruelty and, you know, destroying the owl populations and this and that. I mean, that's all they use. They don't tell you the truth of what's really behind it. And 99% of Oregonians aren't looking beyond the headlines.
They aren't. And they don't live in, they're not out there producing, making, creating, doing anything. They're not. And then all you have to do is look at what happened in the 1990s with the Oregon's biggest industry and the spotted owl, and these same people did that then and destroyed an industry. Lives were destroyed. The forest, now we have fire season. So thank mm-hmm. them. This is the same crowd.
Oh yeah. 1000%. The same ones that put a pelt in your face and show you, you know, the worst of the worst. And I'm sitting here going, but that's not how 99% of this is done. Nope. And the fact is the ones that are cruel to animals, we see them on the news, they get caught eventually. People report them, and those laws are already in place. We don't need something to literally ban, you know, every little thing that could possibly ever happen, thus taking down massive industries and the state of Oregon as a whole.
Exactly. So I'm going to hold on to that little bit of hope that mm-hmm. people will see through this. All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Cozy's New York Deli.
Ooh, genuine taste of New York right here in Salem.
Woohoo!
Gabagool. I bet they were. I know I was watching their social media too with the Adam's Ribbon. They were busy. Mm-hmm. Busy. I mean, who doesn't want meat? Take that IP28. We want meat on the grill.
Ironically, that is so part of 4th of July. Meat on the grill. Everywhere. Like you said, you know, no matter big or small, there seems to be meat on a grill everywhere.
I love meat. I love it. One of the things, this hit this weekend too. We talked a lot about him, Spencer Pratt, who, frankly, that race was stolen from him. Can we say that? Can we all agree that was stolen?
Anybody that says it walks
like a duck and quacks like a duck.
Well, it's everything. We're supposed to just believe that all of this is just the way water flows. And I'm just going, but there's every abnormality you could ever think of in these things.
I know. Well, he's destined for something. Mm-hmm. Leadership. The man put out a video over the weekend that was one of the most patriotic things I've ever seen, kind of a direct pushback to Kami Mamdani in New York, who released that video with the backwards George Washington desk, you know, lecturing. I'm like, excuse me, you're from Uganda, right? Shut up. I don't want to hear your opinion on America. So he came out with this. One of the most, there's some F-bombs in it, but I highly recommend you watch it. It was amazing. It was brilliant. He's great. So I don't know where I see big things. He's an important voice who has been mobilized. He has been radicalized by the ridiculous communists that are trying to take over. They're certainly taking over the Democrat Party.
Well, I think losing your house in a uncontrolled fire because your own mayor and governor can't even keep, you know, water in a reservoir is probably enough to motivate some people. And it obviously did Spencer Pratt. And yeah, it is going to be interesting to see what he does mm-hmm. and who he ticks off going forward.
Well, you know, the old thing, you know, he's ticking off the right people. He's over the target. I mean, it was one of the best produced. He's social media savvy again, you know, former reality TV star, whatever. Hey, he's got the chops. He's got the skills. It was excellent. And it was a message that needed to be heard. And it has gone mega viral. Elon Musk retweeted it. So now it's like into the stratosphere. It's up there with the Starlink satellites now. Mm. And, but it was one of the best things I saw. And, I think that's great. And he's an important voice. And I think we need to, it needs to be magnified and elevated. And more people need to be speaking up like that and speaking the truth to the communists. Again, if you're still voting for Democrat, you're voting for communists. That's just, mm-hmm. That's it. Because they're not the normal ones. The moderates are too scared to say anything. Well, they don't say anything.
And that's the thing is the shroud is fully off at this point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fact that we have Democrat socialists, it's saying it lightly, running New York and Seattle. and other cities across this nation tell you the direction the party is going, whether the moderates like it or not.
Right.
This is your party going crazy, extreme communism, socialism, whatever else ism you want to put behind them. And I just sit here and go, the fact that you are still voting for them shows you are supporting them, even if your vote is only because, gosh darn it, I don't like Donald Trump.
Yeah. And I have to say, you know, to the Democrats, you created this monster. You allowed it to flourish. You didn't say anything when it was still relatively small and still hiding under the bed. You didn't say anything. And now that it's out, full fangs out, mask off. And you kind of look at this and go, I'm going to pop some popcorn and watch how this goes. But it has the potential to take every single one of us down with it.
Well, and you can almost go back to 2015, 2016, when Bernie Sanders had a legit shot until he was bought out of getting the Democrat nominee for the presidency. And you sit here and go, the only reason they bought him out and got him out of the way is because Hillary was the anointed one at that point.
Right.
I mean, imagine where we would be if it had been Bernie Sanders running at that point. I know people in my life who changed their view of the way American politics are, supported Bernie 110% until they watched him sell out and then realized what the Democrat Party was really about then. And now they've made it public knowledge.
Yeah. And they've switched teams.
Yeah. Those family members.
There's a lot of red pilling. Yeah. There's a lot of red pilling going on. And again, you have to think it because, I mean, most of the time, most normal people, like, again, CNN is focusing on the divided states of America, a dark vision, when really the rest of the world is looking at literally the rest of the world and many Americans at this celebration of the greatest country on God, exceptional country, that we are blessed to be Americans. And then, of course, with the Supreme Court ruling and citizenship and all that, and so looking for ways to fight that. It's time to stand, people. It is time.
Well, I just sit here and go, imagine being some of these people that are in this country to watch the FIFA matchups and to experience the 4th of July American style and not get excited and not realize all of the glory this country and the freedoms and the excitement around this country that there is. And I'm going, maybe that's what we need. We need to start looking it through those foreigners' eyes and see that it is the greatest country on earth, even if everyone and their mother that has any kind of clout news-wise is telling you differently.
Yeah, yeah. And that really tells you to break out and to get out of the media bubble. I mean, we have to kind of live in it. And I took a break this weekend and it was just so nice. And like I said, both you and I, we experienced our neighbors, our family, our friends, and everybody celebrating and everybody feeling really great. And it was wonderful. And that's not a glitch. That really is, I think, that's the norm.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm sitting here going, just in my community, I know we had a whole bunch of fireworks events going on, Volcano Stadium, the fairgrounds, everything else here locally. At the end of the night, I think around our house, we were represented from everything from a few months old to, in the mid-70s, all celebrating the same thing. Many cultures, many families, many people, all enjoying the greatness that America has to offer, for at least one full day. Nothing but enjoyment and camaraderie.
Yep. That's what it's all about. So that was a good thing. So, all right. Well, we got a story for tomorrow. Yeah, we're just about out of time, but we're going to talk about the Flock cameras and tracking. That's scary, interesting stuff. And you can go, there's a map, and you can check it out. So we're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow. So thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.